y'all just don't know how nervous I am this morning. I'm going to try to break the ice a little bit, you know, just telling what happened, you know. It's just a true honor to be here. It really is. And what makes me nervous is, I sit in here Sunday after Sunday and hear the Word of God, you know, and it touches me. And it really gets in my spirit and it gets in my head, you know, and it takes me through the week. The Sunday school does. It really does. So, a little bit about what happened, you know, Brother Terry called me on a Tuesday. And when I looked at my phone, he said, "Brother Terry." And I said, "Something must be wrong with the church. You know, what does he want? You know, something wrong at the church." You know, and that's the first thing that went through my mind. And he said, "Roy's not going to be there at Sunday school. Would you mind teaching?" And I thought, you know, that's the first thing that went through my mind, you know, because I thought, you know, about how we've been being fed here in the mornings, you know, and how he's just been touching us, you know, with Samson and the things that I didn't really realize, you know, and bringing things out that, you know, I didn't know. But anyway, I just told him, I said, "Well, we've been studying about Samson." And I just told him, I said, "Well, I'll just pick up where he left off."
That's right.
But let me tell you something, that's not where the Lord led me. Because when I got home, I thought, "Terry, you can't do this." I said, "Because you're not as good as Roy. You're not as good. You can't tell the same things that he has, and you don't have his knowledge." And that's the main thing I don't have. I don't have that knowledge that he has, and he's very, very knowledgeable and brings out things that we don't know. But anyway, it is a true honor to be here. But we'll get started. Let us pray, and then we'll get started. Lord, I just thank you for this morning. I thank you for each individual that's in here. Lord, I pray that you bless each one here, Lord, and that they may get something out of what you let me have. Lord, and I thank you for this day. Lord, thank you for getting us through the night, Lord. The weather that we had, Lord, the anxiety and the things that we had that came up yesterday afternoon, Lord. I pray, Lord, you to help us through these things, Lord, and all that you let us have, Lord. And these things we ask in your name. Amen. All right, I'm going to get started. I kind of wrote on the board, "Who are we when no one's watching?" The story behind that, last Sunday morning, we had a guest speaker, Roger Wigley. He came to our men's breakfast, and he brought out some things about character. And character is what we are when no one's watching. So, you know, but when I say about character, when I say who are we when no one's watching, some of the things I wrote down, it's a little funny, but, you know, I'm going to get into what I really want to talk about, you know. Character when no one's watching, is it when you're picking your nose, flicking boogers at home, or, you know, whatever? Is that you? Or taking selfies of yourself and, you know, deleting them right after you take them? Is it clipping your toenails or your fingernails and just letting them flick all over the place and not pick them up? Y'all laughing because you might be that person. Is it smelling your dirty socks when you take them off? Is it that person? Or is it eating something off the floor after you drop it? Think about what I'm saying, y'all.
Yeah.
This is my favorite. Or is it singing in the shower like a rock star? So, but anyway, who are we when no one's watching? Some of the funny things that I said there, that's what it is. But what I want to talk to you today about is our spiritual character. Who are we when no one's watching our spiritual character? The definition of character is the mental and moral qualities and distinctive to an individual. It's the quality of being an individual in the interesting way or unusual way. It's a person of good reputation. So this morning, just for a little bit, I'm gonna set my clock. I'm gonna set it for. Let me get it going right here, and I'll sign it. Getting it started. Hang on a second. Wait a minute. Sorry. One minute and 8 seconds. This is where my clock came up. And I'm going to start it. And I want each one of us to close our eyes. Get in your place where you're by yourself. And then we're going to talk about something after that. I'm going to start the clock. When it goes off, I'll start back talking. Well, it seemed like a long time, didn't it? It really did. I mean, when you're silent and you're by yourself, sometimes it does feel long. But who are we when no one's watching? Let me just throw some things out there that you may have been thinking about. You may have been thinking about your family, your spouse, your partner, your parents. In Ephesians 5:25, it says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church, and he gave himself for her." In Exodus, it says, "Honor your father and mother, that you may live a long time in the land that the Lord has given you, that God has given you." In Ephesians 6:4, it says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but raise them up with discipline and instruction of the Lord." And I bet some of us had some doubt. We had doubt about things. Doubters. In John 20:27, it said, "Then he," it's talking about Jesus, "said unto Thomas," said, "put your finger here and see my hands, reach out in your hand and put it into my side and stop doubting and believe." Stop doubting and believe this morning. Because it hinders our spiritual character. In Matthew 14:31, it says Jesus immediately reached out his hand to him. "Oh, you of little faith, and why do you doubt Jesus? Why do you doubt?" And Jesus is talking to Peter here when he got out of the boat and when he started forward. You know, he took his eyes off of him and he began to doubt that this is not what I'm supposed to do. You know, and then he began to sink, and so he began to doubt. Let's not be doubters. Let's not let this help hinder our spiritual character. James 1:6, it says, "But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For one who doubts is like a wave in the sea that is driven, tossed back and forth by the wind." You know, what I understand and what that brings to me, it's like boat without a sail, without a paddle, with an oar. You know, you're going somewhere, or you're not going anywhere, you're just floating to and fro, you know, because I'm doubting. Sorry, Mike. Some of us may have thought about our animals or pets. Just out of random. I mean, that's where we're at. We're human. When we're by ourselves, we think about things that maybe we shouldn't, that maybe hinder our spiritual growth or our spiritual character. It's in Matthew 6:26. It says, "Look at the birds of the air, as they neither sow nor they reap, nor they gather into barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them." So they're going to be took care of. So let's not be worried about them. Another big one right here, it's our jobs. You know, it's hindering our spiritual character. Our jobs are. You know, it says, work with all your heart. In Colossians 3:23, it says, whatever you do, work with all your heart as you're working for the Lord.
Amen.
And not for human masters. Each week, on average, adult spends about 40% of his or her time in working hours. Kind of the way I got that calculated, that's about 9.6 hours a day that we're working. Some statistics off the internet is that recent data indicates that a typical American worker is no longer adhering to the 8-hour work week. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average American worker works about 44 hours a week, or 8.8 hours a day. In 2014, a national poll on an average number of people said that they work 47 hours a week. So that's about 9.4 hours a day. But this is us right here, I think, because this more pertains to me. You know, sending demanding competitive industries like tech and finance, professional work, in excess of 60 hours a week, you know. Or they're constantly on this. I know that, listen, I come from a job when I worked at the gas company. This right here was, this was something that I was so ready to get rid of. Yeah. You start answering this 50, 60 times a day, putting out fires, this right here can... This right here can hinder you in every way, whether you realize it or not. And don't get me wrong, I'm not in here to down this. I love technology, and our world is going by technology. I'm jumping ahead right here because I'm fixing to get into this. Our cell phones is good, but also it's bad. Our kids, my kids included, they're constantly on these things. Constantly on these things right here, I'm telling you. If you just look going down the road, I promise you, we're not supposed to text and drive, but how many people you see? They're just driving that thing. Boy, I'm telling you, they don't even know where they're going. You know. And anyway, that's my little thing on that. So let's be mindful of our cell phones. I know I'm jumping ahead because it's over here, right here, but I've got it written down right here. So I'll get after it again just in a second. Where was I at, like Gary Williams said? Here's another one right here that we all pertain to this right here, and whether we like it or not, and we're human, and I'm not standing up here telling you we ought to be superhuman things, but we're going to do things, but we're warriors.
Amen.
We're warriors of fear.
Right.
We've got the worry of others. We've got the worry of money. We've got the worry of tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the worry of the past.
Yep.
It's hindering our spiritual character. When we worry about others, sometimes we're worried about what we posted on Facebook. Here I am. I'm back on here. It got there quicker than I thought. But now, we're worrying about others has posted something on Facebook. I'm not a Facebooker. My wife can tell you I'm not, but let me tell you, when somebody talks about Facebook, I listen because I'm interested in hearing what's happening. You know, and we all are. It's an information station. It really is. And then that's how people, they advertise their business and they advertise things. But now I'm telling you, we're constantly having this thing up, flipping this thing. When our mind is idle, we're going to this thing. I see people in this class flipping this thing up. Before Roy is talking, they'll be flipping. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with it. We've all done it. Now, I have done it. Like I said, I don't do Facebook. But now, let's be mindful of that, because when we do things that hinders our spiritual character, we become those people. You know, we become those people engulfed in our cell phones, you know. And it's happening. It's getting worse. You know, there's tablets. There's headphones. There's things that we do. But, yes. You know, cameras, you know, videos, you know. They video the preacher when he preaches, you know. Did he say, you know, did he really say that? I get that on video. But, you know, that's right. But in Peter, 1 Peter 5 and 7, it says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares. You know. The hindrance of money, the spiritual hindrance of money. We all think about money. I do. In Hebrews 13 and 15, it says, keep your life free from the love of money. And be content with what you have. And that is hard. That's so hard for us, you know, because we... And there's nothing wrong with trying to get more and do more, but now, if it hinders your spiritual character, if that's all you think about, well, you might as well redirect your life, because the Lord, He provides these things for us, and, you know, and if we trust in Him, and this is my favorite verse right here in the Bible. I've said this before, and if we can just get a root right here in this thing right here in Matthew 6 and 33, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. All, it says, all of His righteousness and His things will be added unto you. Man, that's money, that's health, that's everything that you can think about. It goes along with life's trials and things that go through our head. That's everything. And about tomorrow, we're worried about tomorrow sometimes, you know. And, you know, I tried to look about some things about what I would talk about tomorrow, but I tell you, the first thing the Lord laid this on my heart, Lord, I hope I can get this out, about a song that my mother used to sing in church. She goes to Mount Vernon Baptist Church out here at Sand Rock, right here. You go up the portal gap, and it's right there on the church, right there on the crossroads. You know, they used to ask her, you know, about getting up and have a special. You know, out there, they'll say, was anybody got a special today? You know, and then here they come. They get that blue book out, and sometimes they'd sing music. Sometimes they wouldn't, you know. But my mother, she mostly sang the music. But this is a song she used to sing, and I'm going to try to. I'm not going to sing it. But I'm going to tell you the words, and it'll touch your heart if you just listen to me. It really will. If you're worried about tomorrow, this right here, this will answer everything. Yeah. It says, I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. For its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry over the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside Him. For He knows what lies ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Yeah, thank you, Lord. The second verse of that, it says, every step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden is getting lighter. Every cloud is silver lining. There, the sun is always shining, and there's no tears to dim the eyes. And at the end of the rainbow, where the mountain touches the skies, And as we sing the verse again, I don't know many things about tomorrow that I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds my hand. And I feel like everybody in this class is a Christian this morning. I really do. I just have that spirit in me. I really do. But now, if you're worried about tomorrow, all you've got to do is sing this song or remember the words I told you this morning. Don't worry about tomorrow because He is holding our hand. He really is. And don't let anything about tomorrow hinder your spiritual character. And sometimes we're worrying about the past. The past, sometimes it cripples us. We're crippled by the past because it's something that we did or it's something that we said or it's something that hinders us. It's something that's in our mind. But don't let that hinder us this morning, because in Philippians 3 and 12, it says, "But one thing I do, forgetting those things that which are behind and reaching forward." Just like Brother Terry said last Sunday, we want to reach forward to those things that are ahead. "And I press forward to my goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Now, that's some good stuff right there. Now, I'm telling you, it really is. If we're reaching forward and not looking behind, you know, because, and I forgot who was talking about the rearview mirror, because that's the reason the rearview mirror is so small and the windshield is so big. You know, we want to keep going forward and not looking behind. All these things can be crippling to us. They really can, if you know, and crippling to ourselves and our lives. So, but these things are standing in God's way this morning. If anything that I mentioned this morning is that you kind of thought this is me. This is who I am when I'm by myself, when no one's watching. If that be the case this morning, you know, let's pray before we leave here. This is not the person I want to be. But I tell you what we need to do. We need to keep praising God in everything that we do. We praise Him. We praise Him in the valleys. We praise Him on the hills. We praise Him in the middle before we get to the hill. You know, we praise Him in everything that we do. And it says, worship and praise continuously. Amen. And when you look up continuously, it means without interruption. And our interruption is these things that I just spoke of today. So I'll pray for us. This is all I got, and I hope it's been something that you can really take with you and to see. But I appreciate the honor of being here. I really do, and this class means so much to me. Coach, when he's here, and not taking anything away from Roy, but Coach really touches me when he speaks, because he gets down on my level. You know, I'm a simple man and I think about simple things, But this morning, I'll pray for each one of us. And if you want to pray your prayer, that'd be fine. And then we'll dismiss. But Lord, I thank You this morning. Lord, thank You for the words that You spoke through me. Lord, that You let me speak on this, Lord. But I pray for each individual here today, Lord, that their hindrance not be in their spiritual character. Lord, that their spiritual character be one that You would see, Lord, and one that You would have, one that You would be proud of, Lord. When You look down on us, Lord, that You would be proud that we're doing what You called us to do, Lord. Be leaders, Lord. Be people that You can send out forth and to bring the message. Lord, and I love You today, Lord, and ask these things in Your name.